لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی، لبیک 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 خام نائی.
MashaAllah, that was a great work and a great propagation of Rehber's message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the nations to be awakened, and this is exactly what our leader Sayyid Ali Khamenei believes, that it is the era of nations. And this century of Islam has arrived. The world was slapped with oppressors and dictators for many years up until now, but this is the age when the oppressed will be overcoming the oppressor. As the leader mentioned, it is critical for any movement or uprising to have a leader. And we have seen in contemporary times that many revolutions and uprisings have been started and they still have not been finished. And one of the main reasons why they are still not finished is because of the lack of leader. Islamic revolution has always been blessed and is still blessed with the guidance of leader, Islamic leader who is pious, who is brave, who will look eye to eye with the enemy of Islam.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Khamenei Rehber.
It is imperative for all of us to understand our duties as a true follower of Amir al-Mu'mineen and help our brothers and sisters to recognize the leader of contemporary times. Leader also mentioned in this great documentary, that there has been a lot of unrest, there has been a lot of uprisings. Some of them are true, while some of them are fake revolutions. As we see, we have witnessed in the region of Syria when the imperialist powers and the Zionist regime instigated and started a fake revolution just for the sake of implementing their own imperialist ways. But leader also recognized the effort the youth has made for many years, especially in the last few years. Leader mentioned youth and intellectuals are one step ahead of these conspiracies. So it is very important for the masses and for us to make sure that we are differentiating the fake revolutions with the right ones. And in order to have the right ones go to the next level, it is very important for them to recognize the leader, to accept the leader. Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar!
With that being said, I would like to invite our Sunday school team, who has been doing an excellent job in creating and producing some of the best youth who will be revolutionaries in future, who have been instilled with revolutionary ideology from Gidco, and they have been doing an excellent job, and they'll show a display of what they have been working on. Please welcome them with your loudest salawat.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Khamenei Rehber.
Assalamu alaikum. The Islamic Revolution of Iran was truly one of the great victories of oppressed people against global tyranny in modern history. Unfortunately, depending upon one's personal perspectives or religious affiliations, the impact of the Iranian Revolution has given rise to conflicting opinions over its legitimacy and genuineness as a correct foundation for a sovereign Islamic nation. Some declare that it was a disaster for the Iranian nation that marked the end of freedom as it is defined in traditional Western culture. Of course, there are those who say that it was a monumental success and that its impact on the world has yet to be fully appreciated. Regardless of what many may say, the reality is that the Islamic Revolution of Iran infused new life into stagnant religion and brought a new dignity and respect to the Muslim community, crushed under the oppressive foot of neocolonialism. It's often said that bad things happen for a good reason. Well, if I wonder, if the Western powers had not exploited Iran's natural resources as they oppressed its people, would the sleeping giant, the Shia Muslim Ummah, have awoken? Thanks to the legacy of Imam Khomeini, who demanded that Iranians rely solely on the teachings of Allah and the example of his holy prophet, peace be upon him. Be subservient to no one and remain independent in thought and behavior. What Iranians have accomplished under the leadership of the Islamic Republic is nothing short of miraculous. From the very beginning of the leadership of Imam Khomeini, during the early days of the movement, through the triumphant years of his role as a leader of the newly formed revolutionary government, and the noble achievements of his successor as the leader of the Republic, Iran has established itself as a model for all Muslims, all Muslim nations to follow. It is because of the success of this revolution and the sacrifices of the men and women of Iran that the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt in every country today can walk tall and hold their heads high with pride. Far from being a global threat, as some claim, the success of the revolution has allowed Iran to showcase to the world the benefits that can come to a nation when the teachings of Islam as taught by the Holy Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt are applied in the real world. For example, despite the overwhelming crippling effects from over 30 years of imposed wars, international sanctions, and economic boycotts, Iran managed to become a major producer and exporter of more than $66 billion per year in petroleum, in addition to its fruit, nut, and Persian carpet production. Iran's university population grew from 100,000 in 1979 to 2 million in 2006. 70% of its science and engineering students are women. Iran's scientific progress is reported to be the fastest in the world. It has made tremendous breakthroughs in aerospace technology, nuclear science, medical innovations, including stem cell and clothing and cloning research, to name a few. Like the events that took place at Karbala, Iran's revolution was a family affair carried out in a manner unfamiliar to Western viewers. The images of veiled women, customarily confined behind doors, were displayed on television before a stunned audience to see. Along with their children, all too often those women were in the forefront of the daily demonstrations for freedom and liberation. Guarding their chastity while wearing the black chador, as they held their children's hand, they cried out with righteous indignation against the injustices imposed on their country by foreign usurpers. Their uncompromising resolve to liberty or death at any cost was reflected in their faces. They followed the example of our beloved lady, Fatima al-Zahra, who voiced her... who voiced her opposition to the injustices of a corrupt government. She went out in public to express her indignation over the violation of her rights and the rights of her beloved husband, Imam Ali alayhi salam. In defiance of behavior customary in traditional Muslim society, the women of the Iranian Revolution, too, were no longer willing to remain silent and left the comfort of their homes to protest the tyranny imposed by the Shah and his foreign masters. In the same sacrificial spirit as their great spiritual leader, Lady Zainab, Salamun Alayha, they offered their husbands, sons, fathers, and brothers to the revolution of Islam. These valiant sisters of the revolution stood strong, faced their aggressor, staring him straight in the eye, chanting in unison, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was their moment in history, ready to face any consequence because, in keeping with the true spirit of Islam, what one offers to Allah, one does not demand to be returned. Regardless of what some may say about the Islamic Revolution, Iran is now the hub of distribution of Islamic knowledge and example for all truly Islamic communities to model themselves after. Because of that acquired status of honor, earned through decades of self-sacrificing toil against unspeakable odds when the entire world was allied against it, they should never be forgotten. Because of the level of human sacrifice offered by the people, the light of guidance of its leadership, and the prospects Iran has for the growth of Islam in the future, it is difficult to imagine it not being one of the favorite spots on this earth that is frequented by our living Imam of the age, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Thanks to the efforts of those brave revolutionaries 35 years ago, the real Islam as taught by our Holy Prophet and his family was restored and made accessible to all those searching for truth and enlightenment. The teachings of the Ahlul Bayt are not only available to any Iranian who is interested, but thanks to the technological advances and the internet, the people throughout the globe have access to Islamic information. Today, my parents tell me their stories and impressions of the revolution from the American point of view. They tell me of the TV and radio shows that hosted certain Muslims who were quick to create a distinction and separate themselves from those Iranians, some going as far as saying that they weren't even Muslim. Many felt betrayed to hear Muslims speak that way about other Muslims. The rest of the world was condemning the revolution and the Iranian struggle, but now Muslims too? It's sad to see that how the leaders of some of those countries have not only fallen, but they've suffered degrading deaths. I wonder how many of those countries are now wishing they were a little bit more like Iran and a little less like themselves. The tears and struggles of the Iranian people have not been in vain. As the world allied against Iran and their revolutionary efforts, an unexpected event was taking place here in America and around the globe. Many sincere and independently thinking people were embracing Islam. They dared to stand alone as they migrated from their deeply rooted Christian cultural roots to Islam. Also, as the Western world fell into an outrage over daily telecasts updating the events taking place in Iran, my parents, like many others, continued their spiritual journey from Sunni Islam to ultimately the original Islam, discovering a sense of gratification and assurance in solidifying their embraces of the Shia faith as they joined that noble struggle, if only in spirit and in prayer. Personally, I had the honor of being the guest of Imam Reza alayhi salam twice. This summer, I was also honored with the opportunity of visiting the masjid that our living imam requested be built, Jamkaran in Qom. I traveled with a group of students. Each member of our group had at least one revert parent. It was amazing to see how far and wide the message of Imam Hussein had reached. Since the revolution. As I traveled through the diverse land of Iran this past year, I saw many wondrous things, but what was most special to me was having the privilege of offering my Eid prayers behind Ayatollah Khamenei. As I bask in the pleasure of visiting my holy Imam, I thank Allah for all of those who played a role in the Islamic Revolution, as I hope and pray that when the time for my generation to rise up for the next revolution that is to come, that all the sleeping giants of the world rise to answer the call of our living Imam. Salawat.